know, dogs don't speak English, French, or Japanese. So when it comes to communicating with a dog, we have to tap in to their heightened senses. I'm Robin James, a leading dog expert, trainer, and behavioralist from Master Dog London. Whether you're a first-time owner with a brand new puppy or a seasoned owner experiencing behavioral problems, I'm here to help. When you take your dog into a crowded new environment, they have to get used to it. So please don't ask them to lead their way in. Please take them in walking side by side so they have your protection. They're inside your personal space as they go in or out of the restaurant or bar. Remember that when you do sit down, we'd like the puppy or dog to sit in between your legs, thus your two legs are protecting them, and they're going to feel more settled between your legs than they are going to be outside of your legs. So it's all about making your dog feel protected and at ease in this new environment. As you can imagine, it may be very challenging for them if there's other dogs and other people and loud bangs. But if your dog does react or bark, simply put your hand onto their forehead and stroke them down to their neck repeatedly, and they will stop barking because you're physically giving them reassurance. You're telling them it's okay. You have to work with your dog to let them know it's okay. So them being in your personal space and you stroking them is really going to help them and you have an enjoyable meal or drink, and allows the dog to be socialized to that new environment under your protection, under your guidance. And if you need any help with this type of situation or training, please do contact me on my website, master.dog. Being in a restaurant or pub is not the ideal place to meet and greet other dogs. Keep your dog to yourself, keep yourself to yourself, and avoid any dramas happening. You're in a confined space, the dogs are on alert, you know, it's not like they're meeting and greeting in a lovely big park, and that is the place for dogs to meet and greet. And anytime you're in the park, a dog should meet at least six other dogs every time, and it just helps them be more enriched and happier and joyful in their day. Thank you for listening to this episode of Master Dog. If you are struggling with dog ownership and need my assistance, you can find me online at master.dog. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow. I'm Robin, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Master Dog.